This is CliffCentral.com.
If you shut your mouth and let the heart walk about, talk about some of what you know about anger, pain, and management. How about this one here? Tell me if it's relevant. Talk about your dreams. Oh, made you look at scenes. Throw a pity party after life becomes a mess, and then you think you're not good enough. Maybe you're not best enough. I'm sorry to say this, but that's bad for your life. I know me, so I know you, and the following is right. You think about chasing a dream all day or night, cause you ain't watching it pass you by without a fight. And you can see it pop off any day now. Lay awake now, should be any day now, right?
Every time you're mad, it's just getting
not even what I'm trying to do here. I think what I'm trying to do here is I'm just trying to find out if we can relate people to people.
Why do we want to make it anyway? Just to see the payday? Give up everything we got, suffering this weight. When nothing else matters, then something else happens. I just can't help to think that maybe this ain't for me. Forgetting that there's a chance, a slight chance I might pass. Wishing on a shooting star with these acts I might test. All I gotta do is stay put, not giving up. And everything I touch now, it keeps blowing up. All over the charts, my songs keep blowing up. After all this light, after all this light, the future is right. Any day now, so I lay awake now. Should be any day, right?
Every time you're mad, it's just getting
whatever it may be. At the end of the day, we get to say things to each other that matter, things that are right in your heart, you know. And for me, that's what the song means to me. It gets to a point where I just want you to hear it with your soul, you know, as opposed to just, you know, listening to it or bumping it or just letting it pass you by, you know. So at the end of the day, I think as human beings, we all need to reach out to each other.
So yeah, CliffCentral.com, no borders. We started this weekend on a soulful vibe, man. It's all calm outside. The sun is not out. You know, it's kind of stormy. It's cloudy. You know, you need that indoor endo kind of music. Did I pronounce that right? Because I don't do that stuff.
You got it. You got it. You got it.
All right. Dr. Dre, what's up?
Endo.
Man, that was Give It Time from Future S.O.H.
Yes, sir.
Son of Africa. I like that, man. I like that.
Thank you, man.
How'd you think of that?
Well, you know, I'll start from the beginning, right?
Yeah.
You know, when we started experiencing hip-hop, you know, it was everybody that you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of us just decided to sink down.
I
sank down to like Lost Emperor level, you know. I don't know if you know who that is.
Hey man, we followed the old school 24/7 all day, every day.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah. That guy, man, you know, the way he used to tell stories, I felt like I was there. Master Ace.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like I was actually in Brooklyn with him, you know. So I wanted to do music like those guys, but I wanted to make sure that everybody knows where I'm from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Son of Africa.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I dream big just like everybody else. I want to get to every stage in the world just like everybody else, but I want you to know where I come from.
I think, you know, and most importantly about that Son of Africa is that a lot of people are in touch with their roots.
Yeah.
But not just their roots, but, you know, people become specific about their roots. Like, you know, you could have said Son of South Africa.
Yes, sir.
How that has been spelled? Sosa.
Yes.
Son of South Africa. Not too bad. I'm going to just take that up.
Yeah, please.
But yeah, you know what I mean? But I like how you just left it at Africa, because at the end of the day, you know, you're on the show, it's called No Borders.
Yeah.
And we believe in one Africa.
I love that.
You know,
I
how
love that.
You know how people like, we actually need to reverse that. You know how people like, ugh, you went to Africa, and then Africans are like, no, Africa is not a country.
Exactly.
Where exactly did you go? I'm like, you know what? I think there's nothing wrong with saying I was in Africa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Specifically Zambia.
Exactly.
But I mean, Africa,
you have to say
Africa,
I was in Africa. You know,
and it shows that unity that it's a continent and it's a continent that is associated with being together.
Exactly.
I hope that's how we associate it.
Well, that's
because you never say, hey, I was in Europe. I went to the Czech Republic.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean?
And I think that's actually a very good trait. I believe in that. I mean, that unity and that unity of purpose as well. Although we're not quite there yet.
Yeah.
But hopefully we will. Hopefully with music like yours. So, like I said, we got feature SOA. I was about to say SOSA.
Exactly.
So,
like you
were SOA, Son of Africa.
Yeah.
Hip hop artist. Give us the background. And I don't want to hear the cheesy stuff. All I don't want to hear the I was in a choir.
I wasn't.
I want to hear where the passion came from, where the drive comes from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well, I'll take you back to 2002, right? This is when I was.
Just told the whole world your age, right? Take back stuff.
Yeah, I mean.
A lot of people weren't even born in 2002.
Look, I'm an unknown artist. I have an 8-year-old boy. I'm married.
Okay.
You know, so. You know, I'm exactly what hip hop is supposed to be. You know, people don't understand when we were starting to receive hip hop, we were one of the sort of the first recipients of it. Remember, it's only 44 years old.
Yeah.
You know, so we were like one of the first.
You
recipients.
Know the actual you, really?
Well,
did you just say hip hop is only 44 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I know my stuff.
I tried pretending and being like, yeah. Then I'm like, okay, this is not worth it. Like, well,
yeah, a couple of months ago, we were celebrating. You know, even YouTube, you know, they made a little stint with the DJ Kool Herc.
Okay.
Yeah, they showed that he was the one, you know, like
you're on the Jackson, you know what I mean, with the vinyls.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So right. For me, like,
hip hop is 44 years old. Do you
I'm
hear
telling
that?
You, man. Oh, it's, like, it's only 15 years older than me. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. So I was a youngin', man, and at the time we didn't have any access to hip hop overseas, but. You know, you would see the Dr. Dre's and you would see the Eminem's. Mm-hmm. You'd see those guys.
It was really hard getting the tape. And we had those like blue tapes.
Yeah. Oh, you were.
Yeah, I remember those bootlegs.
I used to have like one tape where. Like today, it had like Still Dre,
and then
tomorrow,
and you have to listen to it as much as possible
because exactly.
something else.
Exactly.
Players Club just came out.
That's
the soundtrack.
It.
And you're like, I need that new Ice Cube.
That's the school I'm from. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you like something bizarre. We were sitting listening to the latest Zola album, right? Remember, because hip hop is about unity. It's when you know the four elements and the fifth element that puts them together. You know, for those that don't know, I mean, I wish I could go in, but, you know, if you'll permit
go me. Go ahead.
All right. So you're looking at the four elements, the four core elements that were co-founded by Afrika Bambaataa and the Zulu Nation. Afrika Bambaataa is one of the guys that was a gangster when there was an uprising in America. And I'll tell you why there's so much knowledge of the history in America, because it's so close to us.
That's the reason.
Hip-hop...
We all fought struggles. You know,
that's
I mean,
it.
Even though we might not be able to relate in terms of the particulars, we can relate in terms of the umbrella issues.
Exactly.
Say we were fighting certain systems.
Exactly.
We're still fighting certain systems.
All of us.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So that's where hip-hop was birthed. And if you look at it, in fact, I have proof that hip-hop was also conceptualized in Africa, specifically South Africa, and this is why. Afrika Bambaataa, anyone can call me on this. Afrika Bambaataa, this guy was a gangster. He was a gangster leader, that side.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's from Los Angeles. From that side, he won a writing competition to come down to South Africa.
All right.
You see what I mean? He was a writer. He's a gangster.
Yeah.
Wins
the
writing
writer.
Competition,
yeah.
And then he comes through to South Africa. When he comes back, he starts realizing that we're actually killing ourselves.
Mm.
You see what I mean? And he has this epiphany that, you know what? I went to South Africa and there was these people called the Zulu Nation. I kid you not.
Mm-hmm.
The Zulu Nation, and, you know, from what he understands about them, started reading
you
books about
Zulu
them.
Zulu Nation the way they say Zulu
that's
Nation.
That's exactly how they say it.
Yeah,
you know, because that's not how I identify with. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo... This guy decides to organize everybody. And he starts saying, you know, these kids are painting on trains. These kids are speaking poetry to each other. What are we calling this? Hip-hop. Okay, what are we doing? And he started like, he's like, okay, we're going to give it four elements. It's going to be breaking. It's going be to going to be graffiti art. It's going to be
so
MC.
Breaking is breakdancing?
Breakdancing. Okay, uh-huh. Yeah, breakdancing, graffiti art. And then you got, what's the third one? DJing, and then as well as MC. And then the fifth element, which is knowledge. You see, because this guy understood that if a black child can grow up knowing himself, mm-hmm. he will be able to have a better chance to fight against anybody.
Basically, it's basically taking the teachings of Martin Luther King, of Malcolm X to
Just
in a more
potent.
Artistic way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That guy became
a
leader.
And especially considering that back then, very few of our people, being black people in America, were educated.
Yeah, exactly.
People like Malcolm X had to educate themselves.
That's it.
So the way they spoke sometimes was just above the people.
Exactly.
Like, what is this dude
saying? They didn't connect.
And it's unfortunate.
The spirit connected.
Yeah,
but
the intellect didn't.
That's
so, I mean, it was a matter of being able to convey the intellect in a simpler form, which ended up being the arts, and in case, hip-hop. I go on. I'm liking this.
So this is where I was
came
coming
to school
with
me on my show.
Thank you, sir.
Last time you're on the show.
You know, this is, and that's the answer.
I'm just saying, it's the last time. I just have to be honest.
Hey, I actually hope that, you know, like, you can call me in every time.
Every time we need a lesson, we're going to do monthly lessons. Let's go.
It all the time.
Come and join us.
So here's the thing, right? Like, I'm sitting there listening to my Zola tape, you know. I think it was called Umdlwembe. If anyone can correct me, but I think it was called Umdlwembe. And I even know Zola's personal story because I worked at Bomb Shelter where Angus Gibson is. And Angus, everybody knows Bomb Shelter and Angus Gibson. And Angus Gibson is the one that actually found Zola, the musician, not the actor.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
He was like, okay, we need a soundtrack to this. And Zola stepped up. He's like,
I'll do it. All right.
And I heard this from Angus himself. That's how much of a scholar I am. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? When I saw that album was conceptualized and it came up at the right time,
and it matched all the five pillars,
five elements. Yeah. I knew it. I said, that's hip hop. That's when I knew.
Okay, so I mean, you know, and it's a beautiful thing that you've given the background, and you know, you've educated me today.
Thank you.
But then the conundrum comes where I'm thinking to myself, if these are the principles of hip hop, why is hip hop, you know, viewed in the way that it is now?
It's very simple.
I mean, hip hop is that music that, you know, the minute you say hip hop, like, you be like,
exactly.
Them kids with the baggy jeans. Now it's the kids with the skinny jeans. I mean, the bad hair.
Now, the boardroom. Claims of independency. You just want to get kids on.
Drugs, alcohol. Yeah. Like, where did that misconception, where did that disassociation from the five elements come from? Like, happened?
It's very simple. Okay, so what happened was you had a bunch of kids just running up and down, you know, like expressing themselves with the arts, right? And now it's known as hip hop, mm-hmm. right? And then after that, you had corporations starting to realize that, wait a minute, these kids are actually able, because now it was secluded in terms of, well, not secluded, but like segmented in terms of...
Like little niche areas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But every single one of them was blowing up. You had kids traveling all over the boroughs of New York, that side.
New York,
And nobody was funding them except for themselves. They were literally going to these shops. You see it in NWA.
In the movie there. Yeah, yeah.
Where they show how, like, Jerry Heller actually met Eazy-E. It's
Dr.
the same
Venom,
thing.
Yeah,
everybody started being concerned because there's so much money.
It was the birth of entrepreneurs.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's so much money being birthed from those streets, and it's not cocaine.
Where
is it coming from?
Yeah.
And these little kids had actually found a way to sustain themselves. They'd found a way to push themselves. So that's when corporations came in. Now, they started asking people to start their own recording companies, their own record labels. One of the first ones is called... I think it's called Sugar Ray Records. Somebody can correct me there. I think it's called Sugar Ray Records. Their first track was, I said, the hip, the hip, the hip, that's like literally the first commercially released hip hop song.
All right.
You see what I mean? Sugar Brown Records, I think, something like that. You know,
I was thinking more in terms of Motown, but those were the jazz.
Yeah, those were jazz. And guess who was the CEO of that label? The first record label of hip hop was a lady.
Oh wow.
It was a woman. And a black woman at that.
But this is all very contradictory.
Yeah.
Because the assumption, not the assumption, it's not an assumption. word on the street,
yep,
is that hip hop is misogynistic.
That's it.
And now you're telling me that the first record label was a black woman.
Yes, which means the first hit record that was ever recorded for hip hop was recorded by a woman.
Wow.
You see what I mean? So everybody, everybody knew the elements, everybody respected the elements until that very same energy that came through to say, now we're about to commercialize this.
Mm.
You see what I mean? Which is what happens to every other indie as well. Genre as well that happens. It's like, okay, now we're going to find a way to capitalize from this. Mm. I mean, that's how capitalism works. You see what I mean?
So two things that I got from that.
Yeah.
One, you're saying that the disconnect with the struggle and with the five elements came when it was commercialized.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two, but it's not peculiar because people want to make it peculiar to hip-hop. It's not peculiar to hip-hop. Because look at Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
When Elvis was still doing his thing and still going from bar to bar, from Tennessee to OKC, like Oklahoma City and places that nobody knows, he was doing good. He was making amazing music. He was on a straight path.
That's it.
The minute they commercialized rock and his music, specifically,
they started calling him the king.
Elvis wasn't even rock. Elvis was like, it was jazz, right?
Yeah.
Like a jazz. Like, I mean, it's jazz rock. I mean, that's when he became fat and started taking drugs.
And remember, at that time, at that time also,
it's not too early, man. Elvis died in like 1960.
Yeah,
that's all. We can
talk about that.
Rest in peace, Elvis Presley.
Look, I don't really like in terms of music. I guess I could recognize him, but he doesn't speak to me, so I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With no disrespect, but here's the funny thing: is that every single time when they try to commercialize art, it always sort of, you know, they miss it somehow. I tell you the biggest mistake that corporations did to hip hop, that they wanted to market it like other genres.
Mm.
Other genres were born out of the need to entertain.
Yeah. Okay.
Hip hop was born out of the need to be free.
Yeah. To educate.
You get what I'm saying?
To raise awareness.
Exactly. The two different things. Hip hop is about activism.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying hip hop shouldn't be commercialized. I'm not saying
every art should be able to sustain itself.
Exactly.
And for it to sustain itself, it needs income. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not saying, I'm just saying that people need to start understanding that this is okay. I'll tell you a personal story. I'm 30 years old, right? And I'm looking at the next 10 years as the years that I'm going to be building a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be balling.
Nah.
I'm giving
building
myself till I'm 40 to build a foundation.
Yeah.
You understand which means that. If
Dre was broke when he was 40.
Do you see what I'm trying
to say?
That's
when he did the firm with Nas and them, right? He was broke when he was 40. Yeah, yeah.
You see
now
the point?
Now he's a billionaire, right?
he's sitting on 700 mil.
Yeah, man, yeah.
And that's the thing. I will always relate to the stories of the rappers in America because that's what inspired me. That's you know, even though I do have my heroes here at home, like Kabelo Mabalani, that's one of my biggest heroes, as well as Uzola. You know what I mean? Because you sit there where I come from, man, it was normal to be coming from Mkuku, like a shack.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one of that product. You know, it was normal to come from a situation where you only eat meat on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up in the rural areas also.
Yeah. Sunday was rice and chicken.
Yeah, so I didn't feel poor up until I came to Joburg. You know what I mean? When I started sort of being immersed into capitalism.
Yeah.
Because capitalism
back then we felt rich.
Exactly.
And I think the words rich and poor didn't mean anything
it
to
didn't.
Us. Like I didn't look at
you
someone's
had good
house.
Health, so you were fine.
I didn't look at someone's house and think, oh my God, they've got a big house.
That's it.
And I didn't even, I mean, I thank my parents. My parents worked really hard and they had opportunities that a lot of people didn't have. And I grew up in New York.
Yeah.
But even in New York, like I remember coming back to coming back to Zimbabwe when my dad had a BMW. It was actually a Gusheshe back then.
Oh, like, snap.
Gusheshe was
1997-ish,
somewhere there. Yeah. He had the 325i.
Legendary stuff.
My mother had a Ford Escort.
Mm.
But then I remember my friends saying, like, oh my God, your dad drives a BMW. I'm like, he drives that. In my head, my parents never spoke about material things.
That's
and it. That wasn't life.
That's
life
it.
Was going to see Gogo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? During the weekends, all of us getting into the car. My dad puts in his, you know, his Pepe Kale tape, you know, the Roomba tape, you
That's
know,
it.
DRC music.
That's it.
You know, and I'm not supporting drink.
That was
I'm,
cool yeah, to you, even.
I'm not supporting drink and drive, but he's got his coat between
of
his legs.
Of course.
And
ah,
we're driving
know,
to see
the
Gogo.
Unspoken truth.
Being rich was giving a bottle of Fanta to Gogo. That was it. And just seeing it, it was the same feeling. You know what I mean? That was being rich for us. And then spending the weekend and waking up and eating a porridge. I mean, as Africans, this is just taking it back to, you know, the five elements.
That's it.
As Africans, as black people, capitalism has changed our mentality. It's disconnected us from each other. And our families, our family units have become very, you know, sporadic. You know what I mean? We're no longer united.
And that's why I say that they made a mistake, which means it can be, you know, corrected. And the only way it can be corrected is if they let the people that understand the art be the ones that get the light shone on them. You know, you see what I'm trying to say?
I'm going
to
disagree with you, Fitcho, because I think it wasn't a mistake.
Okay.
I think they did it on purpose.
Okay.
It was, you know, and it's that's the easiest way to divide and conquer.
That's it.
It is to give resources to one sector, which then make that sector, or that, let's use the word tribe.
That's it.
Give resources to one tribe. That tribe will then alienate the other, that alienates that tribe from the other tribes.
That's it.
So these guys now have guns. The other tribes don't
exactly
have guns.
That's exactly how
so
America
now
was
that
built.
Tribe, that tribe now controls all the other tribes.
That's it.
So as opposed to Ubuntu or barter trade, we're now raiding you and taking whatever you have because we've been given that power. That's divide and conquer. But that was back during colonialism and slavery.
I get, I get what you're saying.
Modern day divide and conquer is just saying, yo, let's make this dude rich.
Yeah.
Let's make this artist bigger than that, so that he wants to do the same thing, and then you've divided the principles and the morals of the industry.
I agree. Sorry for that. I agree 100% with what you're saying, and thank you for bringing it up. You know, I you know, because I just speak, so I hadn't really had a plan what I was going to talk about next.
Word.
But
that's
just,
how it goes. Here. Unscripted, uncensored, on radio. Cliffcentral.com.
I appreciate, and you know, this is my first radio interview in like 5 years, by the way.
Oh wow!
I'm telling you,
we should
man.
Feel very, very privileged.
You know,
thank
so
you.
I'm so happy. Thank
can
you so much.
Can we record like 3 hours afterwards and then just get all your content?
Anything. Anything.
Greg, can we pay him if we?
Here's what I was going to talk about. Now, if you look at the history of how civilizations were developed, right? Let's say looking for the past, like let's say 100 years, you're looking at even in our own country, you got a company called Naspers that literally survived through the apartheid era and is still generating about $60 billion right now, you know, per year. So. You know, and they own everything from multi-choice to, you know, I mean, you know the story. The News 24, they own what we see.
When you watch TV, you think, oh my God, this station is competing with that station.
Yeah, no, it's the same
They're
guy.
Both owned by the same dude. He's competing against himself. But
And this is revenue from Africa. Of course, they've got interests all over the world, but I'm just to make this point. Those companies obviously will be self-serving, you know what I mean? They'll look at, you know, this is, and you know, the strategies that they use in terms of develop the civilization, the same that you see all over the world, like with America, how they, instead of giving the black people the right to have their own Wall Street, they started bringing in, you know, the other people, the other Europeans, like the Irish. You know, the Irish guy, the Irish people, and no offense, Irish people were sort of seen as the equivalent of black people anywhere in the world in terms of Europe. You see what I'm trying to say? So, you know, all this thing, you know, they started bringing in every single, they started bringing the Asians just to avoid giving the benefits to the black people that were, that had it due. So obviously there's an agenda there, but you know, I don't like to get into it too much about that because then you start picking a side, like, okay, I'm out here.
I pick black L there every day. Charlemagne the God actually wrote a book. I didn't know you wrote a book called Black Privilege. I am privileged.
See, he goes in about, you see, for me, I'm so well vested in the knowledge of my own people that I don't preach it because I know it so well. You see what I mean? And I feel even in the music that I make, like Give It Time. I'll tell you a story about that song. Give It Time.
No, wait, we can't do that.
Oh,
we
sorry.
Don't do that after us.
Oh, sorry.
After
okay, cool. All right.
Right now, you still, this is still the lesson. This is still the lesson. Ooh. You know what I mean?
I'm out here.
We're hip hop lesson. So, we probably have a couple of white dudes listening right now because this is cliffcentral.com.
Okay.
Who think hip hop is all about, you know, flashy cars and stuff. Let's educate them.
All right. Okay. Right, so, we were at 2002 when I was listening to Zola 7's music. Now I was listening, they regarded it as kwaito at that time, right? Now you said that we have a different,
because I was gonna ask that it's Zola, was that hip-hop? I was gonna ask, was that the genre?
And
so in terms of in terms of the roots, you're going to call it hip-hop, but it wasn't called hip-hop.
Yeah, it wasn't called hip-hop. Because the only reason it was called hip-hop is because that's what we were told it is called. It's like, for instance, if you have a... like with religion, how usually religion and spirituality works is that you'll have a group of people that are going to have a certain standard to uphold, and then they're going to teach people how to reach that standard. You know, that's how usually you find a lot of legislations are created and a lot of religion is created as well, where people will say, look, we are higher or better than you, so you come and learn from us how to be at that level. You look at it with history, like when all the colonized people, when they were colonized, they, you know, the first people that came in were the missionaries.
Do you
see the point? So it shows that, you know, there is something about spirituality, right? And you know, people will say, you know, but oh, that's just hogwash. When you grow up, nah, that's just this. That.
Yeah.
Everything that has a name. Somebody said this. Please research it. Go to Google. Somebody said everything that has a name exists. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever you've heard is there.
Yeah.
If somebody says there's multi-dimensional universes, or like apparently we live on a three-dimensional universe.
Yeah, well, 3D.
Yeah, so, and then there's other universes that are available out there that you can actually like go to sleep and access. Cat internet. You know, that's the stuff I'm messing with, right?
Okay, I don't know. It sounds like sci-fi. Steven Spielberg, Michael Bay kind of thing.
But when you bring it home, man, like we do in the music, when you bring it home and you start showing people, like you'll tell him, Joe, you wake up in the morning to go get fat cakes. And that's your breakfast. There's no cereal, there's nothing. But you know what? This is so whack. Whack means
yeah.
You know, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna slice this up and put some mints in there. why am I putting mints? Because that's leftover mints from yesterday.
Yeah.
You see, creation happens from survival. You understand what I mean?
It's like adaptation.
Exactly.
Right, there's no margarine.
Yeah.
So what am I gonna use?
I could tell you a lot of stories about like these guys that you see that have been, you know, sensationalized to be like celebrities. I could tell you their stories from when they were just guys, man. A guy that was just doing music from there. You know, when this guy would talk about like, yo, I mean, we out here, you know, my...
So what do you say about this school of thought? Because, I mean, you know, clearly you are a very well-versed, knowledgeable hip-hop artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And personally, that's what I grew up with. You know, I mean, like,
that's, Nas, that's me, man. That's
Run DMC, man. You know, a Tribe Called Quest.
Yep. Nas, you know, was your big brother.
Yeah,
man.
You know
was
what I mean?
Big brother.
You know, the Roots, man. Yeah. Jay Z, no doubt about it. Especially older Jay Z.
Exactly.
Like older Jay Z has just become just like, yo, this dude. You know what I mean?
Like,
which is why I think Nas helped out a lot there. Thank you, Nas. Thank you for the beef.
Yeah.
Eminem. You know what I mean? Like Eminem, like, hey, that's when, you know, we finally realized that there are poor white people.
Lyricism.
You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it is about the content. I'm not saying we don't want a party.
Yeah.
We want a party, but like, there's this Zimbabwean dude called Killer T, and he's got an album where he says he's got the last song on his album is a party song. So everything else is talking about, you know, the struggle, what people are going through.
But then it's like,
Zimbabwe. The last song is always like, I think I'm prepared the album, Reset Chichema. I can't finish the whole album crying.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Let's party. You know what I mean? Let's finish it off with a party.
That's
because there are things to celebrate.
Man.
But at the same time,
thank you for
I think it is your duty, as any form of artist, to spread awareness and to give out knowledge.
That's
not just as an artist, even just as a regular person.
Yeah.
Why do you go to school? You go to school, you learn. This is Martin Luther King says, the purpose of education is for you to then impart that education.
Yes.
What use is your education if you're going to stay in your crib and read and then just chill?
That's it.
You know what I mean?
What?
And I'm not saying you got to get on a mic.
Yeah.
Write a book.
Yeah.
I mean, post on Facebook.
That's it.
I mean, Twitter,
share
Instagram,
that knowledge.
Share that knowledge.
Yeah.
And I think that is the essence. That should be the essence of hip hop. That should be the essence of any art, but specifically hip hop, because there is that assumption, there is that school of thought, that train of thought that says hip hop has become fickle.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes half the time I can't hear what the dudes are saying. You know?
And it's a big problem, because the reason you can't hear what the dudes are saying, what a lot of people don't understand, is because of the substance that they're drinking. They indulge in bucket loads of cough mixture. It's called a lean.
What's it called? Codeine.
What I mean? It's called, you know, lean codeine. I mean, I could tell you that, you know, RIP, you know, Bun B's homie. What's his name?
Bun B and Pimp C.
You see what I mean? RIP to the legend.
UGK,
man,
right? Underground King.
Yeah, exactly. And it was known, you know, that's what took him. And even with Lil Wayne.
I didn't know that.
That's what took him.
It was lean?
It was lean.
He was taking lean back then?
Yeah. You see, every single drug that hip hop will emphasize has been systematically introduced into the.
In order to separate, because that's. Exactly. Because it was, like you said, it was an institution based off of the five elements, you know, one of them, well, it's not an element, but it was about revolution, right? You know,
that's
right?
It.
We want to get out of. It was a struggle.
Yeah.
Wherever there's a struggle, you know, the powers that be are going to try and. And
it'll
and
be an element. Exactly. If you fight for it and you add it, it'll be an element.
You know what I mean? So like they're trying to disrupt the revolution, to disrupt, you know, whatever is going on, the congregation, and they introduce things that they know the humankind is probably
going to. We're here saying not in our watch. You see what I mean? So that's what I'm saying, like, you know, the lean drug is very pleasurable. Like, you see, I'm a mad scientist, so I'll try anything if I'm gonna talk about it.
I
tried it like what I do back where I come from. Shout out Ebony Park, what it is, stand up. You know, at Ebony Park, when I was there, we put together sort of like an arts and crafts show to try and let the kids know that they don't have to be famous or known in order for them to believe in their art.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a couple of kids, like the lineup was full, kids that had never even been on stage before. And, you know, I was able to share this with my market on the internet, you know. And the reason we do that is to say not on our watch.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Right. That's the reason why you can't hear those guys, because the lean is literally like paralyzed.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Slowly by slowly. Yeah. Lil Wayne is landing planes in between shows. And we look at these guys and we're supposed to be desensitized from, you know, seeing the truth that these guys are actually killing themselves. You're saying that.
And nowadays we've got an excuse for everything.
Yeah.
Like, don't judge me. Who are you to judge me? Like, dog, we ain't judging you. We're actually trying to protect you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Teen free.
Like, I mean, there's no way. If you exclude the word judge from your vocabulary, from your dictionary, then I don't know what type of human being you are. Because for us to be friends, I look at you. I judge you and I say, okay, I'm this sort of a person. He's that kind of a person. Will we get along? Yeah. Yes, we will. It's either yes or no. That's judging. But anyway, we're going to take a short break.
All right.
And, you know, we're going to get back to the roots of our music. And this is my brother, Roberto, from Zambia. The song is called One in a Million. And I think the biggest thing that we should be preaching right now is love for our African women. No doubt about it. CliffCentral.com. No borders. It's your boy, KF, with Feature. CliffCentral.com, no borders, your boy KF. Every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m., you already know. We've got Feature in the house, SOA, Son of Africa.
What it is, world.
I'm about to change my name to Sosa, Son of South Africa. And not because I'm from South Africa, because I'm actually from Morocco. Yeah.
I gotta get out there.
Yeah,
man.
You know, you gotta come to my city, man. You gotta come to my country, my G.
I heard some things.
Nah, Future doesn't even know the story behind that. Like, Benny's just like, wait. Oh. He actually thinks he's serious. Ain't nobody from Morocco look or sound like me, man.
Oh, snap.
But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? It's got a nice ring to it. Sosa.
Yeah.
Someone should tell Sammy Sosa to tell people that the Sosa now, but she got a double S, right? The soul says a double S. Sorry, Sammy.
But she's changed it now. I think she goes by Lehoko. Sam Lehoko.
That's her real name.
Yeah, I'm saying she dropped the Sosa. Did she drop it? I thought she dropped it.
I don't even know where Sammy Sosa is, to be honest. I really wouldn't know if she changed her name to Bum Bum. I don't even know.
But shout out to homegirl, though. You know, she
still like the tattoos, though. Just, you know, you need to get them, you know, fixed every now and then. Just get them redone. I mean, like,
I follow her on Insta. She's in love with her son, man. I really appreciate that.
You know,
she's out there, man. You know, being in his life, and that's very important.
All day,
I mean?
Every day, man.
I like that.
So, yeah. Oh, those are the sounds of Roberto, my dude from Zambia. Shout out to you. Lovely song, man. Hey, and like we said, that's the culture, not just from hip hop, but in regards to our music as Africans. Want the basis. You know, the foundation of our music, yeah, the primary function of our music, yeah, should be to unite, should be to love.
That's it.
We can't run away from that, man. And,
that's
and,
it.
And at a time like this, with the Men Are Trash thing going on,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
hip hop being, yeah, this misogynistic, apparently,
exactly,
so they say,
exactly,
for songs like this to come out and for you to just like, yeah, let me take it back to the roots, let me sing about it. Dudes ain't singing about love no more.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, even if, a dude, like, if a rapper raps about love, there, he's soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the women I am soft. I'm not trying to be hard with, yeah, it. Hard at breakfast?
So,
Williams, yeah, yeah, are, exactly, you hard at breakfast, nigga? Like, what's going, yeah, on? And can it, you chill?
I love that. I love that. Even like with Drake, like, yeah, going to the soft thing. Yeah. Like, with Drake, a lot of people, the misunderstanding they make with Drake is that, like, what I think, my, yeah, opinion, yeah, about, yeah, the, yeah, Meek, yeah, and Drake thing, yeah, is that Meek is a hip-hop scholar, right?
Yeah.
But then what he doesn't understand is battle has never been really like an element that goes like on a commercial basis,
yeah,
in the sense that, you know, I know there's like Ice, what's this, I'll tell you, LL Cool J with Cannabis, you know, mm, when the underground was coming into the mainstream, battle was just always supposed to be something like, okay, I'm coming with my skills, you coming with yours.
Your skills, yeah, yeah.
But Meek literally was snitching on some, yo, you don't write your own,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you see what I,
yeah,
mean? And that's number one. Number two, if you're gonna battle someone through hip hop, you have to make songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Ether, as much as it's a diss song, it's still a good song.
Hey, I think
you get what I'm saying?
Was the first time Nas chose a dope beat.
You see what I mean?
I'm like, Nas, finally, my
dude. Because he knew he was gonna get onto Jay-Z's platform.
When Ether came out, even, yeah, Jay right now, like,
yeah,
remember what was it on A Star Is Born? Where it's like, it was like, yeah, yeah, where he's like, yo, I didn't think dude was gonna come back like,
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
He almost did me out. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly,
Ether was ridiculous.
Exactly.
But yeah, I agree. With Meek Mill and Drake, we're gonna get out of these Americans though.
Thank you, thank you.
But
thank
you. With Meek Mill and Drake, I think Drake, yeah, he is a soft rapper, but he was waiting for, yeah, one dude to give, yeah, him a chance. Yo, I can be hard, though. Yeah. And he
but
went
just,
ham
just
on Meek.
Because you got 20 niggas that help you on one song,
you know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't mean you don't write your,
you
own
know what
lyrics.
I mean? Yeah, we're trying to make this,
I mean,
for the money. It's all good.
Yeah.
We're trying to make for the money. So anyway, let's go back to Give It Time.
Yes.
Which is the first song that we played on the show, the soulful, how we started out. But we're going to keep it all soulful.
Yes,
know,
sir.
Like,
yes, sir.
Nice,
yes,
Saturday.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I hope a lot of y'all are indoors sipping on some coffee. It could be Irish
lean
coffee, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Hopefully it's not lean. Listening to some soulful sounds. Give It Time. What is the basis of the song? Like, where did the, what are you trying to say? What's
right,
the message behind it?
All right. Thank you so much, man, for asking me that, because that's actually the real reason why I did the song. First of all, when I was coming here today, I wanted to find out what's the one thing that I can say that I'm bringing to the table.
Mm,
mm. And so I started, you know, streaming on YouTube just to find like some profound things that people say. You know,
I
love to learn.
Work.
So I ran across this video and one of these guys said, know your destination. So, you know, the reason why you gotta know your destination is the reason why I wrote Give It Time. Right. I wrote Give It Time at a very bad space in my life. I was probably 19.
Wow. You wrote that when you were 19? You 30 now? 11 years ago?
No. Hold on. Sorry. Not 19. I'll tell you. I was 21.
All right.
I was 21. I remember my son had just been born. And so I left my job that I was working at the time. I was working at Don't Look Down. Shout out Don't Look Down. They're doing great things. I was working there at... My son is born, so I get this record deal from this guy whose mother is like very famous, and mm-hmm. he's one of my friends now, you know, and you know, he saw potential in us, and he's like, oh, let's sign you, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and unfortunately,
yeah,
that didn't go out the way that it was supposed to,
mm-hmm.
but every single disappointment that I was harboring gave birth to
give it time.
Because that's what I was saying. I was saying to me, at the time, I didn't know that there's such a thing as...
So you were basically like speaking aloud to yourself.
Yes.
At
the time, I didn't know that there was...
Release therapy.
Exactly. Mm. There are things right now called... Not right now, but we know now, since we got the internet, that there's something called the higher self, which is literally not height in the sense of... But in the sense of inside of you. Mm. You see what I mean?
Spiritually,
Exactly. So I was literally speaking to that guy, or that guy was speaking to me, because I was in the verge of, like, just like Suicide, breaking down, man. Yo, like, we saw the Dr. Dre's, we saw the Bow Wow, we wanted the cars and the you know, but at the time, hip-hop wasn't ready. Mm. It wasn't ready to give us what we're looking for. That's why I say the original chorus, actually, for Give It Time, before my boy TC went in and did his thing, it was, did you ever stop to think that you tried too soon? You're the best to ever do it. Don't give up so soon.
Give it time.
You gonna get your own young girl. Just keep hustling. You gonna get your own young boy. That was the full chorus of the song.
Wow.
You know, and you know, we spoke about it. It's like, you know what, mate? Nah, don't need to go that far. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be preachy.
Today. Nowadays, like, they call it corny. Like, yeah, you sound corny.
They don't even say corny. They say fake deep. Like, if we were online right now on your thing, I'm pretty sure one or two people would be like, dude, who this fake deep nigga? You know, coming through.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's all cool. Like, you have to be able to allow sort of situations to happen. If people are being negative, hip-hop is now teaching people that you don't have to speak ill. That's why you have, you know, it didn't start with J. Cole, and I have to say this, he's one of my favorite. It didn't start with J. Cole. It started with Lost Emperor. Mm-hmm. It started with even people in the surface, people like Kumo D.
Yeah, you know.
People that released The Message. You know, it started with those people where they were like, yo, hold up. We get that we gotta go to the party. We get that. And we get that we're gonna find you at a party or depressed somewhere because you don't understand why you can't be born being equal to anybody you see, get equal opportunities.
Hey man, I partied to no role models.
Yeah.
That song has the whole message, but I'm there.
You see what I mean?
I'm there, dog. I'm like, yes.
You see, like, and even like,
help me not make a lot of bad decisions. I'm there, like,
you see what I mean? Like, even where he says, don't save her.
She don't want to be saved. Don't save her.
You see what I mean? And everybody's just like, you know what I mean?
And that's the beautiful thing about the art. So
that's it.
No one said that you cannot be conscious and spread a message and be entertaining at the same time.
Yeah. Nobody said we couldn't do it. Now what
you're doing is like you're just showing the real artistry in you. Like, are you dope? Yeah. That's what should separate a dope artist from a whack artist.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Say, yo, can I vibe with your content and vibe with your, you know, with your rhythm as well? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, bye.
Yeah, like,
so I mean, so Give It Time was that song that was, you know, like you said, you're in a bad space and the music helped you, one, release therapy.
That's it,
Two, it also gave you that motivation to be like, yo, let me
push. I mean, I still got time.
Yeah.
You see, that's what I told myself. Yeah. And at the time, like I said, my son had just been born and, you know, I left my last job at a great company that, you know, they even set me down. Like,
you sure?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, my homie Lupito, he does a lot of great work. You know, he's out there, you know, he's a sneakerhead, you know, he's a producer, he's doing his thing, you know. He sat me down, he's like, dog, didn't you just say that you just received a baby boy? I'm like, yeah. He's like, so?
What are you going to eat?
I'm like, dog, I'm leaving. You know, because I had that much love for the game. You couldn't tell me anything.
Right. It was passion.
Me and my boys, you know, and we have a rich history. Like, I'll tell you, I was in studio with AKA. I know that's going to sound like a lot of bullshit. but it's so special to me that we were, it was a guy called Dome. Look him up. Actually, you can't even find him online, eh?
Yeah.
He's like,
what does Dom do? Yeah.
He's like hip hop royalty. He's one of the beat maker kids to come out.
Okay.
Like, people don't understand that if you want a dope beat, don't go for like, and no offense to everybody, don't go to somebody who's like above 21 or 22.
I not see
these young kids do beautiful music.
Yeah, we had Finesse on the show, and he did Doc Shebeleza.
Yeah.
Did he do, Doc Shebeleza when he was 16?
You see that?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, hold up. And
even Casper raps about that.
Yeah,
a club beat when you couldn't even get in the club or something. No, I appreciate it. Like, that's the thing. Like, hip-hop is like that. It's that young spirit. Like, if you keep it pure, it'll take care of you.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It'll take care of you. Like, for instance, if I ask you a question, would you rather be, and no offense to anybody, would you rather be super successful?
Mm-hmm.
And have all the money, all the hits, have everything, and have to use a lot of energy to create this art, or create the art that is you, something like you're just sitting at home and you're speaking about what's happening. This is my situation. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I can't get to here. And then inspire people on a longer, like, for instance, like, they'll be listening to your music legacy. 40 years from now, right?
Legacy.
Yeah.
It's all about legacy. And, and that's something we lack.
Yeah.
First of all, our generation, in reference to Give It Time, is we, like, time... Like our dads. Like, you know how we're talking about Dr. Dre. Like, Dr. Dre was broke when he was 40. We're like, nah, dog. I want the Gusheshe today.
Exactly.
I want that money now, my G. I'm not saying let's not make money. I'm not against making money.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if it is going to compromise your art and if it's going to compromise your legacy, what do you want to leave your kids? I could leave my kid with $1 million.
Yeah.
He could blow that in a year and then or start doing drugs. But leave a child with a legacy. I mean...
Something he can flip.
You know what I mean?
Something he can flip.
Whenever they walk into the room, like, yo, fam. Yeah. Like, I was awestruck. I had Samora Michelle's daughter on the show.
Oh,
dog, do you know how that felt? Like, I'm like, yo. Man. All I did was read
about
your dad.
That whole melanin out there. Yeah. Man, it's just like showing itself.
I read about your dad. Your dad is one of our most prolific revolutionaries.
Exactly.
And you're just sitting here talking to me. Like, thank you for having us on your show.
Imagine that.
I'm like, woman, what are you talking about? You can take over the show.
That's it. That's amazing.
You know what I mean?
That's I agree with you, man.
So, and in terms of that, okay, what other music has come out of Future? What's the direction? Where's the industry? Where's the business going? Because there is business. Let's not run away.
Let's talk about it.
We're going to be passionate about, you know, the five elements. I'm going to be saying that everywhere I go today.
Thank you.
Like, you know about the five elements?
Yeah.
Let me school you.
Yeah. You know what you do, right? This is what you do. You tell him the four core elements, right?
Oh, and then
after that, you're like, yo, there's a fifth one.
Element, yeah.
And it's knowledge. And then everybody's just like, boom.
You see, I'm thinking I'm the only one who practiced this. You actually did too, didn't you?
I did. I mean, you know, you got to be about you. You know
what I mean? I hype it up. Yeah.
Thank you. Just to answer that. Okay, so I get to this point. First of all, for me to even write music, right, is something that I believe. Like, there was a time when I was so depressed, right? And I think a lot of people will relate to this. You're so depressed because, not because you're sad, but because the world just doesn't see you the way you see you. You understand what I'm saying? Well, you're just like, man, if those YFM people knew, like...
Hey, if they just gave me a chance. Hey,
like,
fam. Like,
you know what I mean?
You know what? Everybody can relate. Yeah. Oh, maybe Mark Zuckerberg can't.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
Because they did give him a chance.
You know what I mean?
But there are times... And I know how people speak, especially those dumbass motivational speakers. I really hate motivational speakers. Who are like, you know what? If you speak it, you will get it. If
just blah, blah, do it.
Dog,
yeah.
It's not that easy. This is Africa.
Yeah.
Opportunities aren't just around the corner.
Yeah. You know what I mean? There are 8 million people that don't have work.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I mean, like, look at the Uber dudes, right?
Yeah,
I always talk about this on the show. They call it the $1 billion tweet.
Okay.
Right? They... tweeted this dude, this multimillionaire says, yo guys, I'm looking to invest a bit of money.
Okay.
Does anyone have any amazing innovational idea that I can put money in?
Yeah.
Boom, they tweeted him, they got the deal. Now it's Uber, it's a $1 billion company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're the only people that tweeted him?
No, sir.
There are a bunch of other people that probably sent tweets with just as amazing ideas,
but it's
like you said, give it time. It was probably their time.
Yeah.
It's also about the space that they're in. You can't be in Africa tweeting somebody who's in New York City and you think they're going to come down and sponsor you with $300 million. Dollars. So let's not lie to each other and say that. I hate... Don't lie to the kids.
Yes.
Don't tell the kids that if you speak it, it shall be... It takes
sir.
A lot of groundwork.
Yes, sir.
It takes a lot of hustling and there's going to be a
don't
lot of...
Don't watch the secret. Don't
exactly,
watch the secret.
The secret that is nonsense. Yes, I'm not saying don't speak it into the universe.
Yeah.
But you're not speaking to the universe, you're speaking to yourself to say I should not give up.
In fact, the law of attraction is one of the 12 laws of the universe. So they took that, you know, that just like what these marketing companies and corporations do all the time. And just to get into the business also, what I realized about, like, let's say corporations, like you're looking at, like, we used to call them the Big Five. I don't know if they still call that the Gallo, Universal, you know,
companies.
They would come into the country so that they can be able to push their own interest.
Yeah. If you, well, you back know, then so they were just pushing Western music, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, Beyonce would be the highest selling musician in South
back
Africa.
Back then it was Justin Timberlake. Exactly. Britney Spears. It was NSYNC.
Yeah. So, so number one, you have a group of people that you're going to assign your art to that, number one, don't have your interest at heart. I'm not talking about they're not taking care of you. I'm saying they don't have your art's interest at heart.
There were very few local artists. Yeah. And they would pick one or two because, you know, obviously you the government's going to be like, you have to balance it out. But it'll be one or two. Exactly. It wasn't. It was nothing compared to what they're doing now.
Exactly.
So, I mean, even going back to the law of attraction and all that other nonsense, it's not law of attraction.
Yeah.
What happened was that, you know what? We woke up.
Yep.
And we're like, you know what? I actually enjoy my music better because I understand what Casper's saying.
That's
You know what? I know what a gusheshe is.
Yep.
So let me buy that. And then what they did was they just got smart and said, oh, snap.
That's it.
They're not buying 50 Cent anymore. They're buying Casper. Let's sponsor Casper. It's not
it's
like Casper spoke it into the universe.
No.
And then the universe spoke to Universal Records. Yeah. And then Universal Records decided to start signing artists. First of all, Casper isn't even signed to Universal Records.
Exactly.
You know, he's independent. So all that nonsense.
Yeah. And I
believe in speaking positively.
Yeah.
To keep yourself motivated, but you're not speaking to a universe, Baba.
Yeah, no. And shout out to Casper, you know, like and not because like some of us model our business model behind him. No, just you know, like Casper for me is like a Jay-Z, if you will. You know what I mean? Mm. Like the guy that was able to figure out how to merge the music as well as the
business. Saw the loophole.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I, you know, much respect for that. Yeah, I didn't see him coming, I must say. So, you know, you'll find me a lot of time just like speaking ill of him just because I'm still trying to understand him. You know, I'm so glad that by this interview that I do now.
Yeah,
you see.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the homie for what he does. Now, for me, the way that I tackle my business is sort of the way that if you were to say, I'm not worried about how many records I'm selling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about what people are hearing from what I'm saying. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you heard Give It Time. And when I met you, I asked you, how did you feel about Give It Time?
Yeah.
And you told me...
Soulful.
You see what I mean? And for me, that's my say.
I listened to you. Yeah. I didn't nod my head to it.
Yeah.
I actually listened.
You see what I mean?
When you stop...
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. And that's my sale. You see what I mean? And that's why I want to play you the other one, Last Round, because I have a story about that as well, where I was performing it, and in the midst of a party energy, right? Amidst of a happy energy with all these young artists that are not known from my hood, Ebony Park, just like doing their thing, right? And somebody forces me, who knows the song, forces me, because I was MCing.
Yeah.
Forces me, listen, you need to play this song.
Yeah, yeah.
And my phone is off at that time. I'm like, nah. Yeah, I'm a little faded. I'm like, nah. I need to put the kids on. And, you know, I'm doing my you know, obvious hot mind stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Nah, I got to put the kids on, whatever. But guess what? This guy goes to the DJ, charges the phone, and then plays the song.
Wow.
And then I started performing. My son was there. My wife was there.
Oh, wow.
Like, everybody that mattered. My little sister was there. And this is just like a show next to where we stay.
Yeah,
30 bucks entrance. I ain't big. You know, we just...
Yeah.
That's the culture. You see what I mean?
That is
so
the culture,
I start, and if you let me do just a little sonnet from it, like, I'm like, I think about it. I dream about it. Can I live without it? Many years I spent without it, like a virgin on the night that she lost it. Never been the same, I'm insane if I have to go without it. I think about the lifestyle, bottles, honeys with nice thighs. Think about the nice times, models telling me white lies. Talking about soul, look at yourself, baby, you got nice eyes. Lie, you never saw me back when I would walk by, but how could you? I was nobody, you couldn't give a fuck. Closed eyes, now I'm in the booth, faded, closed eyes. Living dreams I never thought I'd ever see with both eyes. What I got? My homie to hook up the Hennessy. And then we see about these girls, let's cut to the next scene. Good times, good vibes. That shit'll make you forget. Brokenness, one friend I never went out to get. Good riddance. It's funny how money's all we want to get.
Fit your SOA, son of Africa. CliffCentral.com, no borders. My brother, that was amazing. But we're going to listen to the rest of the song
right
now, right?
Thank you.
So we got this unlocked. All right, next Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Always, it's your boy KF, no borders, CliffCentral.com. Feature, do you want to just give a shout out with your, what you call, social media handles?
You can find me on my family, the social media. I'm at FITJOSOA. Feature SOA. At FITJOSOA. Hashtag the storytelling son of Africa. Let's do this, man. I'm waiting. You know, I'm putting it out there. You know, like, I'm trying to use the universe. I'm putting it out there. People need to understand this. I'm not going to be trying to not be in people's faces. So if there are deals or anything that are in the works, of course I'll listen because I'm an entrepreneur. However, you have to understand that if the music is not what is at, you know, being discussed,
yeah,
then we're not having a conversation. I don't want to talk about social media. I don't want to talk about how you can put me on by putting me on a billboard. What matters to me is how many people will tweet me back saying, yo, your song. Somebody came to me and said, dog, I listen to your song every day. And I'm like, why? He's like, dog, the way you say it, and he even misinterprets the words. He says,
okay, Fisher, there's someone listening right now. It's like, okay, can we hear the damn song?
Sorry.
No borders.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I dream about it. Can I live without it? Many years I spent without it, like a virgin on the night that she lost it. Never been the same, I'm insane, but I have to go without it. I think about the lifestyle, bottles, honeys with nice thighs. Think about the nice times, models telling me white lies. So my soul, look at yourself, baby, you got nice eyes. Fucking lie, you never saw me back when I would walk by. Well, how could you? I was nobody, you couldn't give a fuck. Closed eyes, now I'm in the booth, faded, closed eyes. Dreams I never thought I'd ever see with both eyes. What I got, my homies to hook up the Hennessy, and then we see about these girls, let's cut to the next scene. Good times, good vibes, that shit'll make you forget brokenness. One friend I never went out to get. Good riddance, it's funny how money's all we wanna get. So what I do, top a CV, get a job, keep Mr. Smith happy so I can keep up with a bond. Get to keep my son in school as long as his future is cool. Marry his mom and live happily, stop dreaming, being mad. But then, can't stop the nightmares, haunted and ruled by my fears. I haven't touched a mic or wrote a script in 2 years. Decided to let go, you don't understand, it burns slow. I'm not the same person when I get into a flow. Success is all I want to know, half step and it's been a go. She wakes me up and says, you're dreaming, the nightmares are getting worse. She says, baby, I'm yours, good and bad, for better or worse. Grabs a pen and paper and says, please write me a verse. I'd rather share you with your music than not have you at all. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I almost lost you. My sanity, my family, dreams, and friends too. For a blessing turned curse because I never was true. It ends here with no fear. Pour me another glass as I fade. Pour me another glass as I fade. Click, click, boom, fast forward until the end. The beginning is now the end, and the show starts when the movie ends. I'm not a normal guy, the type to just roll over without a fight. I'm not that guy, the type to just let you rise with my might. I'm not that high, the type to snatch the game and turn it on you, cause I'm that fly. I do smoke a blunt or two and take flight. And then I think about life, the presence of God, the purpose of songs is thoughtful, wrapped up in a bone. Reality strikes, the deepest minds leaves you in awe. Look back to those younger days when you thought you were hard. You thought you were made and everything was possible too. The faith of a child, we all could have regained that too. But now it's too late, dreams have turned us into slaves. Wanna get paid and never work, life ready made. And keep making mistakes and cry out that it's just a phase. Look into the face of darkness, cause that's what you face.
Fade into the background, let's hope I got the last round, success is all I wanted.
This is CliffCentral.com.